I looked back at my retriever. Harlow, come. My dog bounded over to meet the Saint Berdoodle. Meet Noodle. Both dogs sniffed each other, tails wagging. I grabbed a thick piece of knotted hemp from the toy basket and tossed it to them. Harlow bit down on one end and shook it. Noodle pranced, then snatched the other end and pulled. Smart dog. I couldn't help noticing the moving van's almost empty. Since the truck was blocking a large section of the alley, I was sure all my new neighbors were counting down the minutes until it left. They'll be out of the way soon. Seville shook her head. Don't worry about that. I just mentioned it because your furnishing seems sort of sparse. I looked around, trying to see the ground floor through Seville's eyes. No entry room table, no stools lining the kitchen bar, no dining table, no pictures on the walls, no tchotchkes or mementos of the past anywhere in sight. Is another truck coming with the rest of your things? Nope. This is it. For now. Is this some sort of feng shui thing? No way was I going to explain how I'd sold or given away nearly everything Stefan had bought for our house in Duxbury. Most of my old stuff wouldn't look right here, so I got rid of it. I checked to be sure the dogs were still getting along before turning back to Seville. If you want tips on great places to buy furniture locally, just let me know. There are definitely places you want to avoid. And I've got a terrific decorator if you want to hire one. Her tone and expression said an emergency call to said decorator was warranted ASAP. The movers gave me a pretext to dodge her offer of assistance. Excuse me, they have the sofa facing the wrong way. Sure. To my surprise, instead of leaving, she sat on the stairs. When the sofa was situated where I wanted it, I returned to the entry. The dogs were still playing tug of war, and Seville was examining her manicure. Sorry, I don't have any coffee or tea to offer. Haven't gotten that stuff unpacked yet. No problem. She gave me a lazy smile, as if she had nothing better to do all day than sit on my staircase. So, what brings you to Pier Point? From your accent, I'm guessing you're not a California native. No, Massachusetts. Makes sense. I moved from there, too. Really? What part? The vineyard. Year-round? Yes. She gave a faux shudder. But I couldn't stand the cold. My folks owned a real estate firm that handled sales and seasonal rentals. Plus, they had a couple rentals down in Tisbury. I had the fun of cleaning them between tenants. What part of the state are you from? Duxbury. A South Shore girl. Lifelong? The past dozen years. What brought you to California? College. I only applied to West Coast schools. Oh, it was so freaking frigid on the island. Of course, we didn't get snow like you on the mainland, but the sun hardly ever came out, except during the summer. I wanted to move somewhere with lots of sunshine. How about you? Did you move here for work? Move to get away from work was more like it, but I wasn't going to dive into that tangled mess. Instead, I pointed at Noodle. Does the doctor just let his dog run free all day? On these narrow streets? Not exactly. Frankendoodle's an escape artist. A giant, drooling escape artist. She pointed at the splotches of saliva dotting the tile entryway. I should probably take him home. Good luck with that. Joe Handsome is an emergency room doctor. He's rarely home. Oh. Well, I can't let the dog run around outside. He could get hit by a car. Seville shrugged, then stood. I guess that means you're dog sitting. Before leaving, she gave another finger wave. Nice meeting you. When she moved out of view, I turned to watch the cavorting dogs. Even though I had boxes to unpack, I couldn't help but smile. Looks like you've made a new friend, Harlow.